actualize it. So this level of understanding and this level of perception is the difference between all objects in the universe, in the whole creation. So when we go from one level to another, about insan is the same thing. Insan, as you know, is jami'a jami'a awalim. Insan is, in insan, there is the alam of matter, in insan there is alam of khiyal, and in insan there is alam of aql. Of course, we only name this. In insan there is even more awalim. We have got hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin, from Imam Hassan, maybe from other a'imah, that Imam Zainul Abidin says, when the companion goes, enters the room, Imam is in sajda, and when he comes up, he says, what do you say to his companion? What do you say about me or about a person who in his one sajda passed 4,000 awalim? So there are much more awalim, and of course there are sub-awalim to aql and even above aql. And the highest alam of insan is alam. Say? The highest alam of insan is what is referred to alam huwa. Huwa is that level of alam which relates to Allah in a level of, maybe in insan they call it sirru sir. I said it huwa, but maybe I have not seen it been written as huwa. But they call the highest awalim of insan sir and sirru sir, secret and secret of secret. That secret of secret refer to that alam of huwa, that in a level that is not understandable. We don't even understand that alam in ourselves. Unless one has climbed inside his wujud and existence, then he can understand and realize that alam in him. So basically, in any of these awalim that we climb up, because these awalims are in us, and insan is jami of this awalim, means, what does that mean? Means, in every level of this awalim, we have got a level of perception. That is how they are differentiated. When a person, a human being, if you notice the difference between an illiterate human being, you can see their level of perception is different. That's why I always believe that one of the biggest torture of a'immah and imams have been living with the people who have been in those level of understanding. Just imagine, now we all have, I don't want to say we are very intellectual, but we all have this very modest and little knowledge of different things. Imagine we are put into a room with a person who has not have been given any literacy. Don't take the example of like a 40 years old person, then, because even that person could have come to certain literacy within him. But imagine that you are given and put into a room with a literate 20 years old person, and see how difficult it is that you are in that with that person 70 years in a room. 70 years. That's the type of life I always see. One of the levels of torture for a'immah has been, especially for, I'm not talking about the literacy of writing and reading, literacy of understanding. With those people that we have read in history, that in Safain, what they did. Imam said so many times, I am Qur'an in Atiq, because they looked at Qur'an on the arrows, they wanted, which they did, stop the war. Or in many occasions. So when you compare an educated person, in more of general and broad term, not this literacy of writing and reading, as I said, you will see that perception level of that person is differing all the time. The more we are, even all of us, we can, if we stock take ourselves, because I have seen this very interesting advice of one of my very close friends to his son. He has written it and give it to him. He said, stocktake yourself always in the beginning of the year. Stocktake your emotions. Stocktake your money, your wealth. Stocktake your health. And I'm now adding to it, we have to stocktake our understanding and perception. From every year, from this January or this Muharram, next Muharram I have to see, have I been able to change, to increase my perception level, my understanding and idrak level? Then I can say, yes, I have moved forward. And all this graduating from one level to a higher level, and from the other level to the higher level, is these are the subjects of transcendental motion. As Mullah Sadr refers to, this is Harakat-e-Johari. And the whole universe is in Harakat-e-Johari. In every Harakat-e-Johari, from Mosqa to Alaqa, there is more perception. From Alaqa to Notfa, there is more perception. There, from Mosqa to coming to this universe of Alam, there is much more perception, as per the hadith we read from Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you remember that, ruh al-haywani, that animalistic soul is given at the time of birth. So, that ruh natiqat al-qudsiyya, animalistic soul is given at the time of the 4 months. But ruh natiqat al-qudsiyya, that a human soul is given to us at the time of birth to this life. So that means we are graduating to a higher level of perception and understanding. And from that also, when we are throughout the life, when we are learning more, we are understanding more, we are only increasing to our level of perception and understanding. Until it comes to levels of ma'asum, for instance. As you see, their level of understanding and perception is totally something that we do not even understand. We cannot even refer to it. I don't know how to say what level they are. The only thing that I can say is, they say harakat, this is a harakat, motion. These are all motion, harakat-e-johari. They say harakat is munavvih. Munavvih means it produces type. That means we see this today in this universal, in this universe of matter, we see everything under one type, insan. But basically, if we were able to see through barzakhi level, we would have seen we are different types. We end up being different types. Because we are in harakat, we are in motion, then we are developing into new types. In akhirat, when we die, we are no more in the same type. We are no more referred to as insan. It's finished. In akhirat, there are different types of, even among insans. As we know that some people are converted totally to animals. And even in there, they are animals. Even when it comes to insan, there are different types of insan. I don't know what those types are referred to, but issue is not the name of them, issue is the level of type. And that level of type is the level of the perception they have been able to perceive. And of course, then they are on the track to higher perceptions in Barzakh. So, all in all our level of liqa'ullah depends on our level of perception. The more perception one has, the more liqa of Allah happens for him. Because what we believe and what we have discussed and what we have understood is the whole universe is manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when you look at the plant, there is a wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in plant. So in that level, that is a level of liqa'ullah. But it's very low level. Okay? But, of course, you will have all these questions. Then what is liqa'ullah? That liqa'ullah that we are talking about, is it this at the level of plant? Is it that we see that plant we are doing, that is level of seeing Allah? What I'm trying to make understand for all of us is, depending on our level of perception, we are making a different level of liqa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that level he is, of course we can never climb to that level of huwa, which is that level in Quran refers to huwa, means There is no explanation for that. But if we climb up to levels of aql, then that starts from, we have hadith that Allah has given eyes of sir. As I said, insan has different levels. You have level of matter in those levels. You have level of matter. You have level of aql, nafs. You have level of aql. You have level of qalb. You have level of ruh. We have level of sir, we have level of servosir. In all these levels, Allah has given eyes. But of course, not these eyes. So we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those levels with those eyes. Then, inshallah, maybe next week, although I was hoping that we finish this week, maybe next week I bring some of those ahadith that talks about eyes that we have in level of sir even. Allah has given in the level of sir eyes to us with which we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we leave for breakfast, and inshallah I promise next week we close this topic of the Qa'ullah and we move on to the next kalima. But as I said, Brother Sajid, let's not worry about the how many kalimats we are reading. Let's see how much of understanding we are making. Bar Muhammad al Muhammad salawat. اللهم صل على